Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. In our last two episodes, we featured several wonderful press titles as part of our celebration of Women's History Month. This week, we're beginning our exploration of some of the titles the press is shining the spotlight on for National Poetry Month, all of them from the Crab Orchard series in poetry. Sarah Henning's Burn draws readers deep into the moments that make us, focusing on instances of crisis and renewal to explore our relation to time and lived experience. In these poems, we follow a speaker as she works through the loss of young love, death of her parents, marriage's hardness and beauty, sexual assault, and the devastation of a pandemic, evolutions of trauma that fracture time and alter perception. Twinned with these extremes are shimmering manifestations of joy only an imperfect world can make possible. Burn magnifies the way time leaves us both the victim and the victor of our realities. The blaze of her late mother's Tiffany lamps sends the speaker back to childhood, where she unearths Micah from the schoolyard dirt. The devastation of an ecological crisis, the annihilating act of rape, and the unsolved disappearance of a caretaker all level the speaker's world and upend her place in it, forcing her to reconstitute reality from what remains. Civil twilight is the astronomical term for the minutes just before sunrise and just after sunset. If one took a snapshot, it would be impossible to tell whether the light was increasing or diminishing. The poems in Civil Twilight arise in this liminal space. With luminous precision, Cynthia Huntington examines the civil twilight we live in now, unsure of whether the darkness is closing in or whether the light is about to break. Here the poet is both skeptic and seeker, for any hope worth discovering needs to withstand the facts at hand. Is everything getting worse or are things about to improve? Or is this the way things have always been, both hopeful and terrifying, and is it our questions that need to change? In part one, the speaker strives for balance by maintaining light and warmth in a cold season. In part two, American scenes of construction and destruction are set beside moments from history, Rome, the British Empire, and American immigration. Part three unfolds questions of history and power within winter scenes in the artist's imagination. In part four, the speaker looks back and admits answers remain elusive, yet points to the new ways of thinking and feeling about survival that have resulted from the work. In Tori Adkisson's The Flesh Between Us, the speaker explores our connections to each other, whether they be lovely or painful, static or constantly shifting, or above all, unavoidable and necessary. Intensely and unapologetically homoerotic in content and theme, The Flesh Between Us sensuously conducts the meetings between strangers, between lovers, between friends and family, between eater and eaten, between the soul and the body that contains it. Pushing the boundaries of what has been traditionally acceptable for gay and erotic content and themes, the poems adapt persona, Greek mythology, Judaism, and classic poetic forms to interrogate the speaker's relationship to God and faith, to love and sex, to mother and father. Stark and mythical, the imagery draws from the language of animals and nature. Fraught with obsession, addiction, and unrequited love, Catherine Pond's Field Glass immerses us in the speaker's transition from childhood to adulthood. A queer coming of age, this collection is a candid exploration of sexual identity, family dynamics, and friendships that elude easy categorization, offering insight on the ambiguous nature of identity. Saturated by her surroundings and permeated by the emotional lives of those close to her, the speaker struggles with feelings of displacement, trauma, and separateness. She is perpetually in transit, with long drives, flights, and train rides, moving most often between the city and the foothills of the Adirondack Mountains. As the collection unfolds, the speaker journeys toward adulthood, risking intimacy and attempting to undo her embedded impulses toward silence and absorption. Deeply personal and intense, searching and yearning, associative and lyric, Field Glass is a confessional about growing up, loving hard, and letting go. In Molly Spencer's Hinge, readers enter a stunted world where landmarks, a river, a house, a woman's own body, had become unrecognizable in a place as distorted and dangerous as any of the old tales Spencer remasters in this elegant, mournful collection. In Myth and Memory, through familiar stories reimagined, she constructs poetry for anyone who has ever stumbled, unwillingly, into a wilderness. In these alluring poems, myth becomes part of the arsenal used to confront the flaws and failures of our fallible bodies. Shadowing the trajectory of an elegy, this poetry collection of lament, remembrance, and solace wrestles with how we come to terms with suffering while still finding joy, meaning, and beauty. Spencer alternates between the clinical and the domestic, disorientation and reorientation, awe and awareness. With the onset of a painful chronic illness, the body and mental geography turn hostile and alien. In Loss and Grief, and Physical and Psychological Landscapes, Spencer searches the relationship between a woman's body and her house, places where she is both master and captive, and hunts for the meaning of suffering. For immigrants and migrants, the wounds of colonization, displacement, and exile remain unhealed. Crossing oceans and generations, in Maps for Migrants and Ghosts, poet Louisa A. Igloria demonstrates how even our most personal and intimate experiences are linked to the larger collective histories that came before. In this poetry collection, Igloria brings together personal and family histories, ruminates on the waxing and waning of family fortunes, and reminds us how immigration necessitates and compels transformations. Simultaneously at home and displaced in two different worlds, the speaker lives in the past and the present, and the return to her origins is fraught with disappointment, familiarity, and alienation. Language serves as a key and a map to the places and people that have been lost. The poems in this collection spring out of a deep longing for place, for the past, for the selves we used to be before we traveled to where we are now, before we became who we are now. A stunning addition to the work of immigrant and migrant women poets on their diasporas, Maps for Migrants and Ghosts reveals a dream landscape at the edge of this world that is always moving, not moving, changing, and not changing. You can find these and more stellar poetry titles on our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about more of the books the press is celebrating for National Poetry Month. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.